Hi, Lena.
Hi, Kara. Do you have a minute? I need your help if you can.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, my stratospheric incorporation, it's a nightmare closing. I don't know someone with it. We're almost there, and we decided yesterday that Principis will call they call it franchisee, okay, they will call my client and talk to them and, close this deal. But what happened, my clients have the stratospheric incorporated, mm-hmm. under which this business is, this franchise there, they have massage, whatever. And at the same time, her husband, I mean, they both own it, Zita and Ted. Ted registered long time ago LLC with the name Stratospheric Advisors LLC. He never did anything with it. He didn't have a bank account for it. He just has the name which he wants to use in the future. For some reason, I've never seen like this, maybe you did, Principis want them to sign like two contracts. The same for $62,600, the full contract, like Stratospheric Incorporated owns this, I mean, takes this loan, and Stratospheric Advisors LLC takes this loan, and he doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
I don't understand, why does it have to be two? Why two companies, which have nothing to do with each other, except they have the same owner, have to sign it? Do we always make our clients? No, we don't. If they have another business, to sign another business for the same deal?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Getting these emails from Principis. I've been going to Aziz, but yeah, it does sound like something's
please,
wrong.
I thought yesterday I solved it, and this morning Aziz sends me, and my client is hysterical. He needs money by Friday for payroll. So if you can please help me with this, figure it out with Principis. I even thought that, okay, Principis will call my client, and they will explain directly to Principis what is going on. That's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, but
yeah, they do not sign two loans, two agreements. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I'll try and see if I can figure it out.
Yeah, please. And then, as you said, that one page doesn't have a date. She didn't put a date. He did, but she didn't. Can he edit? No?
Can Aziz
edit? On the
edit?
Document. Yeah, no?
Let me see. Is it this page 1-3 thing?
Yeah, it's a page 3. On page 3, she didn't put the 722 when she signed it. He signed yesterday on 726, but she signed and she put everywhere. She missed this date. I don't know if it's so important. Aziz thinks it's important, so can we add it? Somehow, maybe even type it in Acrobat?
Well, it says she forgot to initial page 1. I don't know how it
works. No. I sent the initial page 1. You had it, but I've sent it again.
Okay.
Page 1 is initialed. Page 1 is fine. Page 3, Zita missed the date. And they are so upset with me that for me now to send it to them, say at this date now, I will have a headache and my printer stopped working.
Yeah, I can just have the date added.
Yeah, just Acrobat, just type it in, this date. And it's 722, not 726, because she signed everything on 722 and she put 722 on page 2.
Do you have a page 1 where there's like a bold?
Yeah, section? I just sent it.
But there's a bold section that says fees. And there's a blank spot where the initials go. Do you have that?
Which page? Okay, wait. Maybe I missed something. She didn't put it either?
No, I don't see a signed page. There's a on the page one, there's three places to sign.
Okay, wait. Okay, on page one, okay,
So if you
there are
go to the bottom,
initials at the
there's like
bottom, the
a
initial.
bold section that says fees, and it says seller pay purchaser.
Oh, the initials are missing here. Oh, God. Okay, I will have to send it to them. Yeah, I have the page with both initials. This is the wrong page, actually. I've sent the page with both initials at the bottom. Let me check if that one has. Okay, I'll fix this one, but if you can fix the date, would be great. I will send it to them. Nothing I can do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.